Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? We got another day in the cult. Comedian Neil Wood here and Adam Nutter. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, good. What's up, boys?
And we got a great comic guest from the Night Moves podcast. We got Lou Miziano, everybody.
Thank you.
Boom.
Handsome Lou, as we call him.
Boys, this is the first podcast I've done where they do the intro live.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah, that is two things. One, we're super professional. And two, we don't want to edit.
Okay.
We literally, for us, we've been doing it long enough. We're like, we know how to hit marks. We'll be fine. It goes smooth sometimes. Okay. It goes not smooth others.
Gotcha.
Like 70-30.
Yeah, because I walked down here and it's like a fucking, it looks like a James Bond villain lair down here. And then you guys got like the intro. And then I'm like thinking about my podcast and I'm just like, we just sit on the couch and talk about jacking off for like 40 minutes. It's like,
oh, that's going to happen also. We will be talking about that. That's just
he knows
after.
About jack off corner. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah. Oh,
we
okay.
have a jack off corner segment.
Yeah. So you're sitting in it.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's why it's sticky here. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have like, I mean, because you guys have been doing this for a long time, right?
Bit now.
All right. Do you guys have like constant things that like you don't mean to talk about always, but like they kind of naturally flow up?
For
yeah,
sure.
I mean, previously before this, we talked about some of the things we don't talk about anymore. Right. But yes, definitely. We definitely have some stuff. Adam, you're
heavy animal related stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It circles Adam's, around animals.
Adam's devastated by animal news.
I don't think on Night Moves that we have done a single episode and not talked about 9/11.
Fuck.
Every single
episode, somehow 9/11 comes
up. Damn.
Yeah.
That's
why?
Very interesting.
Never forget, dude. Because never forget.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. My bad.
Even at the end, I love them not talking about it one entire episode now that he's made it, put that out into the ether, and just at the end, like just the end, just 9/11.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Very quickly.
That's basically how it works. It's like we'll go on like this huge, long tangent, and like you guys know how it is when you riff and you just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And then out of nowhere, someone will be like, now imagine that we were on one of the planes and that happened. It's so fucking stupid.
How fascinated are you on a daily basis by 9/11? How does it really pop into your head?
It never pops into my head unless I'm sitting on my buddy's couch in Bethlehem with headphones on and a microphone. I forget all about 9/11 until I'm about to post a podcast about it.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as Podbean warms up, he's just like, dude, we should talk about 9/11. I don't know what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Talking about this 20-something-year-old tragedy in a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
I just mentioned 9/11 to Adam recently.
We actually did talk about 9/11
recently. We were just trying to book a podcast. He was like, what's going on? Like, he asked after. I was just like, yeah, I'm just trying to book a podcast for Eric Terrell or whatever. Like, you know, what date? Yeah. He just gave us, like, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of September. And I was like, I know you're typically in, you know, how the house really, you know, you're from Staten Island. You guys have a holiday, I think. That
we
is
do.
Around 9/11.
Yeah, if you're a New Yorker, you actually have to mourn. By New York law, you have to mourn. No matter where you are in the world, you have to. It's like the mosque. You have to like bow down to like where the towers were.
I love the idea of like a statue of Giuliani. Just you're taking through, you're pinning money to like old Italians.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say just some Italian guy on the on the beaches of Staten Island being like, why? Like you know, like facing like the towers. Like that's just, and we have to pray to that. That's our God.
Well, it's so funny how like you know. I guess tragedy evolves because it's like I remember that being like just like the most fucked up day ever and blah 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 whatever, and now that is sort of like my benchmark for are you old enough to have sex with me,
right?
That's now like where it is, you know, like if I'm at a bar now and I look at someone and I'm like 9/11, I'm like, are you a never forget or an I don't remember?
Right.
That's gonna dictate how badly I feel after we fuck,
right? Like did you learn about this in school or did you live through this,
right? Yeah, exactly.
That's
were you looking? Were you? Did you? Were you kind of impressed when you saw how much smoke, or like what, or did you not even witness the act? And it's one of those things where I don't know. Everyone to me seems too young. I now since being single, I can't approach the majority of the women that are in these bars. I'm kind of like, wow, you're drinking age. I don't think I'm supposed to talk to you.
Even when I'm at the gym, like there's. I feel like I'm one of the oldest people at the gym, and I'm 36, and I feel like every chick there is like 18, and that definitely can't be true. But like, it's just, I feel like I'm just super old all the time everywhere I go now. I'm like, am I just the old man here?
You're 36.
Yeah.
Your eyes are 53.
Well, hold on. It's bad lighting.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's bad lighting. It's bad lighting. Totally. I have a shadow going on, but yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Like, you just got like one of the whales from Avatar close to the camera. I'm sure it's going to be great for everybody. Jesus Christ.
Well, I had to rep my eyes. I had to rep my sweet
Peas
eyes.
Both of us, as you have dead eyes. You've kept yourself fairly well. I don't know how you've done it.
No, with the amount of cocaine I've done, I have no fucking clue.
Every time I'm like, I can't even get Lou eyes. I can't. I haven't done any cocaine.
I managed to come out on the other side of addiction. Like, still relatively attractive.
It's wild.
Wild experience.
Yeah, you should be like a Gold. What was the kid who played hockey for D2, the Mighty Ducks movie? You ever seen him now?
Goldberg,
right? Goldberg. He looks like an absolute meth addict. You should be him, dude. And you're not. You're fucking handsome Lou.
Dude, I have ruined my nose so much. I should look like Voldemort. Like, just a nothing, absolute.
Feel back evolution should, taking away.
Yeah,
the ability
I should
for
look like a fucking
cocaine.
Lizard trying to kill a 14-year-old boy right now. But I know.
Oh my God, he is so handsome. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And the little thing he does with his tongue to breathe. Because you don't have nostrils anymore.
Oh yeah. If you want to break up with me, you have to destroy all of my horcruxes. Anyway.
They're spread throughout. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Can't do dork fuck stuff.
That's interesting now because are you recently single?
I mean,
are we still in the recent sort
November,
of?
November, but again, 7-year relationship.
Okay, that's right.
Seven-year relationship done in November, and she lives close.
Right.
Put it that way. So it's like, you know.
Do you have like your bar that you're not allowed to go to anymore?
No. There's no, luckily they're, you know, this is like still, this is like Baghdad being, gentrified. So it's. There's not any bars around here to go to.
They've got
blocks away. But no, we don't have any like mutual spots that we catch each other at or anything like that. But it's usually just, it's like two doors down. Right. So I see her.
But you mentioned the girls like looking younger now.
I'm looking for older women at these bars, and I'm taking out a lot of women that I'm dismissing a lot of women that are technically they're 21 or older. They're obviously fine to talk to, but I don't know. I feel weird.
I
would want to talk.
Right. You know what's weird too is like I never like understood the attraction to younger women. Like how like older guys kind of have like that thing almost where they're like, oh, I want to teach her all the things, and I never got that. And now it's like, now that I'm a 33-year-old like loser, like I understand the attraction to younger women because they're idiots. So like they have no concept of like I'm like nowhere where I should be, where a 33-year-old man should be.
Right.
So to me, it's like the attraction to younger women isn't like, oh, they're hotter. It's, oh, she doesn't give a shit that I don't have a credit card.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the lazy man's way out of responsibility for dating a hot chick.
Yeah,
almost.
Exactly. I'm basically like the 24-year-old in like a Mitsubishi Galant that like tells the high school girl that like, oh, you're different than the other girls in your grade. Bullshit.
You're hanging out at the bowling alley,
right,
dude.
Like,
You're sneaking them beers in the back. You're that guy.
Right, and the high school girl's like, well, he's got a car. He must be cool. He's like, no, he's an idiot.
Right, like, but he bought us a six-pack and rolled us her joint. It's like, but he's also fingering you underage. So like,
it's like you just don't realize what a loser that guy is.
He's got a Trans Am and he showed us how to smoke wet. Like, it's like, so I don't,
wet.
Not good, not a good person. Stop. I don't know. It's, I feel creepy talking to them even. And usually it's, but I find myself being just like, I want a more mature person.
Right.
And if I were to meet someone who was 22 who felt mature and seemed to be mature, I would have a problem with that.
Right.
But like, as soon as it's like, I'm
dude,
like,
I can't even imagine talking to a 21-year-old.
Baby dick.
Yeah.
But like trying to talk, I couldn't imagine trying to talk to like a 21-year-old, like trying to date a 21-year-old now. Like, what? She'd be like, what are you into? I'm like, I don't know, global pedophile elites. What are you into? She's like, what? I'm going to be like, yeah, we're not on the same page here. It's like, we're. I don't think we're going to have anything in common.
how old are you?
34.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so you're also. Adam, are you also
36?
You're 36. Are you single?
He's in a transitionary period.
Okay, fair enough. But it's like I'm at that age now too, where it's like even when I was single, last year, it's like my propensity, my ability to like sit and deal with bullshit in the name of getting laid is like done. Like I can't. like my brain used to be able to like shut itself down and just like talk to a girl about crystals for 40 minutes.
Right.
Because I'm be like, all right, great. We're going to go back to her room that doesn't have a door. It's just a wall of beads. Right. And we're going to have sex. It's going to be great. But now it's like my brain just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I weirdly enough, never had that. I don't know what it was. I wish I had that. I knew that I would have had a blissful time. I never had that. I would always like, oh, you're stupid. I don't want to talk to you. You're like dumb. I can't do this. Like, I feel like I wish I had a little bit of that. What's the patience level at now? Like, where, when do you, I mean, you're in a relationship now.
At this point, it's like, you know, the philosophy is now, like, I don't care, like, how attractive a person is or how good they are in bed. At a certain point, you are going to get sick of what's between their legs, and you're going to get stuck with what's between their ears.
Yeah.
And there better be some shit noodling around up there.
That's coming from a handsome man. You can't do. He doesn't have
audio
to
listeners,
think this way.
Get on that YouTube. Look at how handsome Lou is.
This is also. It's taken me years and years and years of me waking up in the morning and being like, "Why are we like this?"
Right.
For me to reach this, you know,
Zen
Dalai Lama esque. I am like, yeah, exactly, dude. I am like an enlightened fuckboy.
Dalai Lama.
That's what I am.
I'm a Dolly Labia. Yes. that doesn't work.
You know.
Yeah,
you like see the young kids at the bars like trying to get laid, and it's like it's not gonna make you happier, dude.
Yeah.
Not gonna make you gotta fill the hole in your heart before you fill other people's holes, dude.
Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah, when Adam was talking about it, I couldn't imagine talking to a 21-year-old, I was like, well, you would try to talk to a 21-year-old. She'd be on her phone, probably had sort of three conversations with you, kind of a slang. You didn't respond because you didn't know what the fuck she said.
Mm.
And then she'd be on TikTok and you wouldn't care. Like,
I'd be like, is it lit? This is lit, right? She's like, ugh.
Lit's over, dude.
I know.
Yeah. I stopped at slaps. That was the last one I did.
Mm.
Yeah, I've never. I don't
but I was also I picked up slaps when I was living in LA, and like everyone in LA is like in a contest to see who can act younger despite how old they are.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it was just like a bunch of 40-year-old dudes. Like, dude, be careful of the ops out here. And I'm like, dude, the ops certainly do not slap my boy, my brother in Christ. The ops are not slapping. It's the just ops. Like a bunch of 20-year-old hostesses looking at me like, what the actual fuck, dude.
Ops. A bunch of 45-year-old like fucking attorney dads.
Yeah.
Like, watch out for my ops.
Yeah, dude. You sound like a fucking married man in his 50s.
Yeah.
Because you don't use it correctly.
No.
And also your hand gestures are different too. You know what I mean? Like you have to use certain hand gestures when it comes to certain slang. You can't look at someone and be like, so tell me about the ops.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like Mr. Burns. Yeah.
Yeah. You look like an idiot.
Although, you know this problem? I'll say things ironically as a joke, and then they will form into my lexicon, and I'll just start saying it for real. Like, I'm like, fuck, now I sound like an asshole, but I can't stop.
That's how my love of Nicki Minaj happened. I used to listen to Nicki Minaj ironically, and now I would lay on a fucking hand grenade for that woman.
Yeah.
Even though she could probably sit on a hand grenade and nothing would happen.
Take it.
Absorb that shit.
Yeah, just like a Navy SEAL diving on a fucking...
Yeah,
it's diving on an IED.
It's just the mechanism they put over in Hurt Locker is just Nicki Minaj.
They just walk behind Nicki Minaj.
Just like, yeah,
Nicki, walk backwards towards the bomb. We'll walk behind you.
There's always that scene in a movie where they like pick the bomb up and throw it off a building. Just throw it right at Nicki's ass. No one's getting hurt.
The shockwaves are just like ripple, the slow motion ripples taking all of it.
The Illuminati's nuclear bunker is Nicki Minaj's ass.
South Park, reach out to us. I know the writers are on strike right now. We got this. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It sounds like
I will scab. So you hit us up. I'll break that line.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm hurting, so I'm fine. Yeah, it's good. I'm hurting, but I'm fine.
Are you
That's
on,
what I just said.
Are you on the apps?
I'm on a very special app because I have herpes. So, So I'm on.
Sounds like a sore subject.
ask
a lot of fun, guys.
Ask Lou to guess the name.
Guys, Lou Vizziano, everybody. We're done.
Lou, do me a favor. Before Neil tells you the name of this app, I'm going to need you to guess the name for me and then laugh when he tells you the name of it. And keep in mind, it is an app for STD or just herpes or STDs at all?
Well, STD across the board.
STD yeah, across the board. People that are trying to date.
You, if you have chlamydia or like something that you should get treated, go get that. That's just solve that. Don't get on there.
Don't waste Neil's time on that app with bullshit chlamydia. So we need hardcore AIDS or something.
So it's a dating STD app.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's called Burning Desire.
That's not bad, dude.
That would have been
That's not bad. That's way better. That is way better.
That's
way better.
Because it's got a better, because it's fun in a way that allows us to, you know, make it accessible.
Also, if you're on an app that's like, that's the focus, like, you got to have like a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
Like at that point, like, how do you not?
This one they made sad.
What's it, just ouchie fun time?
Positively single.
Which sounds like you'll just be always single forever, you weird loser. Yeah,
because you have an STD.
Because you have an STD, you fucking loser. Yeah, of course. Like, be single, gross. Yeah,
no joke. The longest you can get a membership, or like, if you wanted to pay to get all the shit, is 6 months.
It's also
not. You cannot do this app for.
It's your life expectancy and your time on that app. 6 months.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. No reason. I don't know why. No one is. There's no reason why, and it's expensive. It's like $100 or something.
Oh, that's
wait, a month?
Surprise me.
Wait, a month?
It's like,
whoa.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's insane,
no,
dude.
No, it's $100 for 6 months. Sorry.
Okay.
It's $100, $120.
It's still more expensive.
Still.
It's still more expensive than lying.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
You could also just lie.
I know. Ah, yeah.
They'd be like, ew, what's that? You're like, what's what? Just gaslight them into believing nothing.
Like, you need
glasses, I don't see anything.
Dude.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare on there. a lot of attention from people I kind of don't want attention from.
Oh, wow. You wouldn't, you don't say, you don't say this garbage woman on that app?
It's, hey, those are my baby dolls now. So you got to slow up. That's all I have. No,
or you can become a pimp. Or think of that.
Okay.
Like you start like a pimp chain with. Dude, so instead of this app, you start to navigate the app, right? You get a bunch of STD-ridden ladies, right? And then you find STD men. Bam, you get all that cash.
Adam, I want to be very clear about this, okay? Any woman that has a pimp is a woman laden with STDs.
Well, then, Neil, get on the market.
I want to be very, very clear
about
that.
But you could be like their leader. Be like, look what I accomplished with STDs. You could do my job one day.
I love the idea of you getting an STD from a hooker and you being like, how? She wasn't on the app.
No. You missed my other part of this. You find STD-ridden men who also just don't care.
Right.
And then, bam.
Adam's
money.
Solution is very libertarian. It's always, you should start a business.
Yeah, it's money.
Anything.
Just get money.
Anything it is. He's like, you shouldn't be the app now. You should probably just become the app.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm trying to hook up my boys and trying to help my boys get some cash. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a good friend. Get some ideas flowing.
There's some people on there. It's fine. It's not good, dude.
Is it fine?
But
have you met up with anyone?
No, it's been. you know what happens is I forgot how much fucking work. Like you start getting messages and stuff. You're like, okay, I gotta cultivate this part, or just be like, do you want to go get coffee? I'm like, oh wait, you're in fucking Delaware. What the fuck are we to get out of here? You know, like I realized it's like managing all of that with everything else we have going on, just comedy and everything else. I'm like, this is fucking too much, actually.
Dude,
I can't even.
Having herpes and being picky is the
fucking worst.
Dude, I know. I respect it so much.
Oh, I'm dead.
I respect it so much. This is not a joke, dude. Like, that is the
Thank
level
you.
Of confidence that a person needs in this world.
Lou, in the past 6 months,
I have herpes, but next.
Yeah. Absolutely. God, that should be my MTV dating show. I can't afford to not be picky at this point. I just don't want to waste time on especially like a lot of and all the photos and stuff are like kind of mediocre and it's a whole thing. I realize
all the photos are just the source.
Yeah.
You have to match based on that. You don't get to see their faces.
You have to go through phases. Like, if
you're
okay with this, then we'll see the face. But you got to be okay with the sore. Does it get to a point where, like, you in your bio, does it say, like, what you have?
So when you get on the app, there are people that are HIV positive.
Gross.
And stuff like that.
you can't draw lines in the sand.
Yeah.
You can't open an STD dating app and be like, but let's not be ridiculous.
No. Hey, but Blue, as an outsider, I'm going to throw stones. I don't have one. So gross. I'm going to say gross.
I know you do. I know it's all very gross. It's very icky to you. I understand.
You don't. Have you ever had one?
No. I thought I did one time. And then the doctor was like, you don't. And then I was like, no, do it. And he's like, you don't want the test. Cause this is like, I was like 21. And I was like, no, I think I have it. And he's like, all right. And then he took a Q-tip and shoved it in my dick hole. I was like, ah. Oh. And he's like, yeah, you just have a protein deficiency right now. And I was like, fuck. Wild story. It really hurt. Don't do that. But they don't do that anymore. So it doesn't matter.
For a guy whose last name is Nutter, I would think you'd have an STD by now.
I know.
Yeah, no. I was always very – actually, I never wore a condom. Crazy, I never got anything. I ran through the streets of Staten Island like a fucking dog.
No chlamydia, just nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing ever. I've probably gotten like
– depression?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
depression. That's Staten Island depression will just give you what they call trash dick. So you're actually you can't get viruses. You're warded off from it, which is nice.
Yeah, it's like again when you grow up next to the dump.
Yeah.
You can't get sick.
Yeah, when you grow up fucking trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm immune to trash. It's like the Princess Bride, how he just fucking took poison the whole time. He's like, I'm immune. That's me with trash.
Just exactly like
that. I'm just like the Princess Bride, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. The dating app, what sucks the most is that a lot of the pictures, which I get, the women don't want to show their faces because there will be just dudes who will probably find them and say terrible things to them. So I get it.
Okay.
So what I have is like me, very open, regular picture of me, and I don't give a shit. And then it's trying to sort through very guarded pictures of someone who may be attractive or not. A lot of them are hidden faces. It's just, so you're like, okay. And then there's protected photos that you can request.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where you're kind of like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to message you and find out more about you. You know, it's the choice between romantic out of the gate and fucking just following someone that's attractive. You're like, can I just see a little bit more?
Right.
Just so I know what we're doing with here. And I know I feel like a creep asking because I'm sure every guy's just like, can I see these photos? Can I see these photos?
Right.
So it just sucks that way. The operation of it sucks. I mean, I'm hoping that I'm just going to keep working. And it's nice to get attention from women. I was out and, you know, getting a lot of attention, which is nice. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
I have another app question. How many questions in the conversation to like, how'd you get the thing? Like, you guys ask each other that? Like, how'd you get your, is it like those soldiers in Iraq who like their alive days, they talk about their stories of like almost dying. Is that like your thing? You're like, this is how I got fucking STD. Like your war story.
I've yet to. I'd be like, yo, what's up? How did you get hit? Like, I've yet to do that. I might need to try. Mine's crazier than most of them. There's a lot of them, they just got it, flare up, and then they realize they had it, and they got it. Mine almost killed me. So it's
yours is nuts.
Story. You know, herpes almost took my brain down, so it's hilarious.
Wait, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah, wild. You know that story? Really wild, dude. It's wild.
I've almost died.
I almost died
a couple of times.
Wait, did you get syphilis in the 20s? Like,
exactly.
What the fuck is this?
Exactly. Yeah, my nose is going to melt.
You actually probably would have been better off with syphilis.
Yeah, I got viral meningitis
from
it. So meningitis being that, like, pressure on the brain.
Right.
So, yeah, it was very rare. This does not happen. So if anyone's out there, like, you know,
Well, no, it does to you. So it does happen.
I am fascinated by this.
Yeah.
Bro, you almost got fucked to death.
Yes.
That rules.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So I definitely have to help my buddy move as well. Like, my crotch is burning up. I'm like, oh, I definitely contracted. Okay, that's bad. And then my head just started pounding. Like, I had sweats, chills. My head starts pounding. I'm like, I gotta go to the ER. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I caught like a virus too. I'm like, I get this. Like, okay, yeah, definitely need to go to the doctor anyway. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like my head's gonna explode. Get me on the table. You know, they're figuring stuff out. They run some tests. I need a spinal tap.
Holy shit.
Just to be sure. They're like, we don't know what's going on, but we need to do a spinal tap. So I get a spinal tap. And the doctor comes in. He's just like, hey, how long have you had HSV-2? And, you know, I was like, I don't. He's like, herpes. I don't know if you had herpes. And I was like, you're telling me now. I mean, I kind of had a suspicion.
Jesus. When it rains,
like,
it pours. Holy
I had a suspicion. He's like, okay, well, yeah, you got meningitis. So the virus went, it broke the blood-brain barrier into your spine, and it goes up to your brain. And if we don't catch it, like, if you didn't show up here, you'd be dead. So I had to go in and just basically just get just medicine after they do it. But I had like 6 months. I had to just give myself IVs. Like, so I was just at home.
Yeah. I remember
plugging
that.
IVs in just to run it through the cycle and just knock it back. Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It's like, and it was funny because the doctor was just like, I was an anomaly in the hospital. Like, they had a, they had a fuck kid who almost died from fucking, and a lot of medical students wanted to come and talk to me. So I had like 5-6 medical students
just that would just knock think on if the he was door. Real. They're like, are you real?
And they just wanted to know how it happened. They were just, every time, it was the same story. I'd come in, they were like, hey, Mr. Wood, how are you? I'm the medical student. I'm like, yeah, come on in. come on in, young whippersnapper. You know what I mean?
Did none of them go, ironically hilarious last name, by the way, for this incident?
I was just going to say, to interview someone who almost died from sex and be like, and start the conversation, hello, Mr. Wood.
Yeah. By the way, my name also the same. If I was in the same boat, same thing. Someone been like hilarious last name for the situation. Like it's I get it. But that was wild when that happened, dude.
Yeah. So then they put a PICC line in that way, and then I was able to get released. I was in the hospital for like a week, I think. It was an interesting time. Definitely interesting. Happy to be here, everybody. How you doing?
I cannot believe that's never happened to me.
I mean, we were addressing. Past my knowledge of you from when I first started comedy was almost heroic in a way.
No, like just very sad.
I know,
very fucking sad.
I know, I understand it now more than ever.
Yeah,
but I remember just kind of being just like, nah, dude, that just if there was a beautiful woman that walked into a Raven. I was just like, don't even bother. it was just to the point where it was just like, don't even talk to her. There's no point.
If you were to see the amount of grenades on my resume, dude, you would certainly not have that opinion. Well, thank you. That's very flattering.
Yeah.
It's so weird to like be old enough now to like, because I'm 33.
Right.
So it's nice to have like to be able to. I feel like I've gotten further enough along where I can look back on my 20s and be like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
Mm. Like, what was anything that I did ever?
I feel that way.
I drank water from like 22. Years. Not a single glass of water. If it wasn't cigarettes, booze, coke, or pussy. Yeah. I didn't put it in or around me.
You just learned how to pronounce water properly right now for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just hoping women are squirters just so we can get along.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Please, if you could just hit my mouth, that would be great. I'm so thirsty.
So it's like, it's, and you know what's weird too is like, you know, everyone kind of has a tendency to sort of like beat themselves up for like all like the bullshit they've done, whether it's right. You know, drugs or fuck, what basically whatever you did in your 20s. And I remember it's like the only way you kind of like I hit this problem where in order for me to like change or adapt something, I have to absolutely hate myself or hate where I am in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm trying like for me, like perfect example would be like changing jobs for me, right? Like I have to absolutely hate where I'm at in order to inspire me to leave.
It's got to get to a pain point.
Right, exactly. And I'm getting better now at like kind of not letting it get to that point before I decide to make a decision. But the point being is that like, you know, when I hit like 30, 31 and like really started to like fucking hate myself for like all the dumb bullshit that I had done, it's nice to like kind of, once I dealt with that, it's nice to kind of like reach the other side and look back on it and like be like, now that those years are like farther in my rear view, like I can kind of appreciate them a little more than just kind of like chalk it up to like a wild, silly time. Yeah. As opposed to like, I mean, I'm sure you guys have been in those positions where you're just kind of like stuck in this bullshit routine of doing, you know, dumb shit and just looking yourself in the mirror over and over and over again. Just like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, I'm convinced that no matter how successful, quote unquote, you might be in 20s, like you could be like an NFL athlete. No man has a good 20s. we all, dude, no matter what, we fuck up. Like we just are dumb.
I don't think any person does. And the nice thing about it too, and like especially this happens, I mean, being like adjacent to comedy and all that stuff, I mean, you are just in a perpetual shit show forever, every single fucking day. And the nice thing about it, and the thing that I hope happens, is like I'll never have a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I'll never get to that point when I'm like 45, 50, and being like, I should have partied harder, I should have fucked more people, all that stuff. I'm never getting that.
Right.
I'm good.
No Corvette in the future.
No.
We might have different types of midlife crises, though. You know, like I don't know what it is, but I agree with you. It's not like that. Cause I did all the crazy shit. Like I kind of did it.
Yeah. Well, then that's also true too, where it's just like, my brain is constantly manufacturing reasons for me to hate myself.
Yeah, you keep spinning this one. How are you processing that? So, like, is it sometimes you're mad that you're then hating yourself? Or you I need that?
Well, that's like, it's like a whole, it's like a vicious circle. And I, you know, if you guys can relate, please tell me. But it's like that thing where it's almost like, you know, it's like you get depressed, right? And then you feel stupid for being depressed. Yep. And then you're depressed because you feel stupid. So now it's like this giant rotating thing. And back in my 20s, when I would just fucking, you know, swipe right, snort a line, do a shot, and forget about it for, you know, 6 hours.
Right.
Now it's like, you know, I just sit in it. And I'm like, all right, let's fucking figure it out.
When I see an old man on a bench just there for hours, I'm like, yeah, he's figuring some stuff out.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's like, you know, and it's weird, too, is like you get older because it's like I remember being like 15 and like looking at someone that was 20 and being like, God, if I could only make it to 20, I'll figure it all out.
Then you get
to 20 and then you look at someone that's like 25 and you're like, oh, fuck, they have it. If I could only get there.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to slowly realize that like that just keeps happening. Yeah. Over and over and over again. Like this whole, like, I thought I was going to hit like a point of like intense enlightenment where one day I was going to wake up and like be a grown up and like figure it all out. And then you just slowly realize that like that just never fucking happens. Yeah. So it's like, dude, you got to figure out a way how to like enjoy your life, because if you keep putting yourself like, if you keep putting your happiness and your like, you know, peace 5 years down the road constantly, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get herpes and you're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Any luck. Yeah, I know. I feel your 30s are like, if you don't figure out your shit in your 30s, that's when you're getting into a fight at a Phillies game in your 40s.
100%.
You're drunk.
Me. Just fighting people. Dude, yeah, I get it.
I see those people, it's like, yeah, dude, you had your 20s and then you did not use your 30s. Maybe kids came along and I'm sure it's tough. But, yeah, man, you didn't figure it out, because eventually you need to be someone who's not acting out based on your emotions. You just got to be able to deal with your fucking emotions and sit on a bench and figure. Yeah, like I said, the guy sitting on the bench just figured out when he was 25 that he did fuck up that relationship and he could have done this better. And he's just like, oh, shit. All right, well, good. I'll get the fuck out of here now. Like, it takes a long time. But if you don't do the fucking work and you're like your 30s feels like, then what starts to happen is it just gets sad 40s and 50s. You're not set up for the rest of your fucking life.
Well, that's also, you know, not to keep going back to this well, but it's like, you know, when I was living in L.A.
9-11?
Yeah, 9-11. when I was living in L.A., L.A. is like this place where it's just like, I feel like
you were still doing coke when I saw you in LA,
dude. I was just gonna bring that story up,
dude.
Lou, do you remember that? Do you remember that running into us right next to the comedy store?
Yeah, we're at the store, right?
I remember.
Yeah,
I just remember because I remember it being like, "Yep, still in it." Like,
dude. Yeah.
You know what's funny is like I left Philly to like, and part of my brain was like, I'm going to move to this new city. I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to be a better person. And instead what happened was I just literally doubled down on every horrible thing that I hated about myself here.
Damn.
Yeah. So it amplified everything. And it also doesn't help. Like I told my buddy, he was like, why do you want to move to LA? And I was like, oh, you know, comedy, blah, blah, blah. And also, it's like, you know, I would like to stop doing drugs and fucking people. And he just looked at me and he went, you're moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's like, I want to go to Vegas to stop gambling. It's like, hey, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go to hedonism, too, because I'm a sex addict.
LA is a fucking cesspool.
Yeah, exactly.
When did you know you were two in? Like, when in LA, what did you have
pandemic.
Pandemic. Got you.
Because I was, I was living with, a girl who was like a Burning Man person.
Gotcha.
So there was just drugs everywhere. And it was also like weird drugs. Like this guy would be like, the dealer would come over and be like, hey, I have pina colada flavored cocaine that I sat in front of a speaker and regulated with bass vibes. And I was like, bro, I don't need to know the Coke's origin story. I just want to put it up my nose. And yell.
This
at
Coke
people.
Is a Taurus. I don't know if that matters to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Dude, when I was in Denver, I was trying, because edibles don't work on me. So I was telling the guy that at the store, and he was like, hold on, I have something for you. He goes back, he says the thing. He's like, we use sound waves. I was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I was like, shut up. I don't want to hear whatever else you got to say. No, you didn't. Or whatever. Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, is it going to make me want to fuck everything and also not get hard at 8 a.m.? It is? Yeah. Great. I'll fucking do it.
I don't think I ever do coke because of the things I heard about with the whole dick thing. I genuinely was like, I don't need any dick problems.
Right.
And I know coke is good, but I was just like, that's my last, like, that's my, one of my more anxious and more embarrassing moments of just like, I'm sorry, this doesn't work. Like, I just can't, I think I, it was definitely one that I was like, no. And also, I don't need to be any farther up, to be honest.
Well, whoever does, I'd like, you know, whoever invented coke is like a fucking sociopath. Like, yeah. They basically was like, all right, I'm going to create a drug. It's going to make you want to talk to everyone and fuck everything, but you're not going to be able to get hard, and you're also going to fart the entire night. You're like, oh, okay, it's great. Cool drugs.
Yeah.
No. Also, you are the last person on God's green earth that needs a bump of something.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's, that's why when every once in a while, a comic will be like, really? I'm like, why would you think no, I haven't, and why would, you don't know me well enough to understand that I definitely shouldn't.
Although, if you did coke, you might be able to actually fly just by flapping your arms. Like, you might be able to do it.
It might be just
he would turn into Cthulhu and just start start fucking just destroying the cities of man. Yeah, exactly.
Rise up, dude. Rise up. Yeah, never want to do coke. Weed's been a saving grace for my mental shit in my 30s. I will say that. I'm very happy that. I mean, I kind of wish I did it better when I was younger out of the drugs that I have done. I'm going to do some like microdosing mushrooms now. That's like really easy. And then, I want to do a little bit of that. But weed in my 30s is like perfect. Like, it really helped me out a ton of just like trying to get the brain to chill the fuck out.
Right.
Like, it was really, I was like, oh man, I really wish I did this more responsible. I didn't really smoke a ton of weed. So, but yeah, it brings me back. It goes into everything, like relationship stuff. Like, just lets me step back and see a person and be like, oh, okay. I know how to talk to you, and it's not about, you know, ego or how you feel, you know, let's just be here as two human beings. So it helped me step back that way. So I'm finding some grace in that, but I'm too moral, I think, to date right now. Like, you talk about, like, I can't just pick a lady and fuck her. I don't know what's going on with me. I never was a first date fuck guy either. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. I just go, this is a bad idea.
That's not a bad thing, though, dude.
Yeah, right?
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but it does throw a chain in women's egos, which I get. It's a problem when they're like, they don't deal with that. So they're just like, you don't want to fuck me. I'm like, it's not that I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to fuck you and just like, use you in that way. I don't know. It's, I think it's the moral Christian shit.
Have you tried
Christian
dudes?
Shit.
No, try dude, gay boy.
Man, I would love.
What's around the hole doesn't matter, dude. It's all the same.
Yeah, everyone's. I mean, let's get real shit. Yeah, like, after, I'm like, am I gay?
For sure.
I'm like, I look at a dude. I'm like, I can't be gay, dude. I definitely don't want that. But I'm like, these women are killing me. Yeah. It was nice just over the weekend. It was just out and about, and there was you know what? Actually, let's talk about this real quick. We talked about before I go to, because my story is just like me getting praised. It doesn't really matter. It was nice to hear from the opposite sex. Like, you look very good. You're working on yourself. You seem like a great person. I was like, thank you. That's just very nice. I'm looking, no joke, I was more turned on from that
right
than like anything sexual. To paint that picture for in your 30s. I don't know what happened. I don't know why, right. But I was just like, wow, just someone, just a female just being like, wow, I can see you. And I was like, I appreciate that. That actually makes me hard.
I was going to say, a soul boner will always trump a dick boner.
Just gets it every time.
For sure.
Then you just heard her turn to her friend, and she was like, I had to say that. I think he was going to kill himself, but I didn't say that.
And thank you to both of you, I would say. No, my buddy, how do you feel about when you talked about younger women?
You want to do plugs first, for real? Because we're like 40
minutes.
Are we there?
Oh, okay,
yeah, we're 40
minutes.
Then
I have a good leading right after, okay. And we'll come in the end. So let's do plugs. Gotcha.
Lou, sir.
Yeah, Lou, if you're ready, go ahead, bud. Hit it. What you got coming up?
I just came up full screen. I just want to look at myself real quick.
Yeah, let him vibe out.
All right, August 11th, I will be at Music Fest doing stand-up for the 7 o'clock and the 9 o'clock show, I believe. And then big news, August 25th, I am bringing Roast Battle, the official chapter of Roast Battle, to Philadelphia.
Damn.
Yeah, so I got the... Durag and Deer Tag Boys are going to be my judges. I have an incredible lineup. So that's going to be August 25th at 8 at Jester's Castle.
Nice.
Super jazzed about that. Other than that, check out my podcast, Night Moves. I do it with Sean Preston, Tyler Rothrock. It's If you hate your brain cells, it's the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of, and I couldn't be more proud of it. So yeah, check that out. So that's Night Moves podcast.
Hell yeah, nice. Adam, what you got coming up, bub?
Boom. Oh, gotta switch.
Get out of here.
Gotta switch.
Do you have to?
Got it. Yeah, not really. People probably look at you.
The ladies and the men. The ladies and the men. You might need to leave them up. Can we picture in picture?
Yeah.
just leave it up for your plugs. They have something to look at. Go ahead, Adam.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter, Instagram Adam Nutter also, and TikTok at Adam Nutter Comedy. Go listen to Porcupine, youtube.com/Adam Nutter. Check me out. I'm doing that Take a Rip Cody Wright's weed game show.
Oh, nice.
August 13th. He was like, "You're a pop person, do this." I was like, "Yes, Cody, you got it." So that's over in Jersey, I believe. Yeah, Clementon, New Jersey. So August 13th at 8 p.m. at Head Shop, Clarity Head Shop. And then August 18th, I'm doing 12 Steps Down Comedy, LaMare Lee and Sarah Bell's show. And then whatever drops in shit Neil and I have going on.
Yeah,
so,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, you can check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all my comedy dates and details, my EPK, all that kind of stuff if you want to check it out. And you can go to James Wood Art if you like some of the design work. You know, I made all the stuff for Drop Tent and this podcast and all that stuff. So video, graphic design, pretty much anything. So check out all that art stuff over at jameswoodart.com. Of course, you can check out everything for Drop Tent and all the other podcasts by going to droptent.com and get all the dates and details. We got upcoming shows every second and fourth Friday at Myers Brewing Company. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. You can always check them out. Shout out to Myers for getting a little write-up. Apparently they're like one of the best bars in the city to go check out all the diverse amount of fucking cool stuff to do. So shout out to Myers and thanks for having us. Thanks everybody who came out to the Myers shows that they were running. They were great
fun
shows. Yeah, and then Wissahickon as well. Thanks for everybody who came out. I know that it was hot as shit and we appreciate you. We didn't know that room didn't have AC. So now we know. And it's okay, but we are coming back. We had a great turnout. It was like 60 people or whatever for a low summertime. So that was amazing. Everyone, you know, it was great. We had a lot of fun. And check us out. I think it's September. We have a new date in September. Check that out over at droptent.com/events. We'll get more up. Or you can follow us on Eventbrite as well to get all the dates and details of all the shows coming up. Other than that, you can check out stuff for this podcast and check out our store, droptent.com/store. Get some of that Cult of Us stuff. You can hit on our stuff and just grab a t-shirt, grab a hat, grab whatever you want. We got all kinds of colors, all kinds of designs. Grab stuff that helps us out a bunch. And then patreon.com/cultofus. $5, all the shit's in there. All right, you just did t-shirt. We get you. You got our gauntlet series in the Patreon where we do crazy animal videos and just would you rathers that'll hopefully break your soul.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can jump on our Discord and check out any fights coming up. I think we got a Conor McGregor fight.
Dude, there were great fights this past weekend that
yeah.
I fucking missed because fucking stupid comedy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know.
But fucking so many good fights this past weekend.
It's amazing how much comedy will fuck up your life.
It's
it really does, dude.
Devastating.
We've missed so many UFC fights because we're working on Saturdays. It's crazy.
I am broken up because of comedy. Listen. All right. So we'll get in there. Check out our Discord. We watch, you know, we got movie watches in there. Us on the road recordings, doing sets in Connecticut, all different kinds of stuff. So jump on that. It's only $5. Patreon.com/cultofus. Of course, subscribe on Rumble, Odyssey, YouTube, iTunes,
yes,
all the stuff. Rate and review. Of course, that's it for plugs. We're all out of there. Boom.
Damn. That Myers Brewing show was fun as shit.
Yeah, it's
dude,
really
I mean,
really
I've only gotten compliments. The thing that bugs me is, I'll say this shit, I'll air it. I think it's understood. I feel like I am trying my hardest in this scene, and I'm just getting nothing for it, which is fine. I'm okay with it. I'm just like, I just want to make good shit, and I don't care. So I'm like, whatever. But like some write-ups and stuff will be nice. I don't exactly know. You know, I don't have any like connections to newspapers. I need to – that's just more work I have to do to hopefully get some acknowledgments because I'm just trying to build stuff. And it's fine, but a lot of it is, you know, a lot of comedy in general or creative pursuits in general is just you need to like what you do because if you don't, you'll hate it. So – but I thank you. I appreciate it very much for the mindset because we get a lot of comments.
You're doing exactly what you should be doing. You know what I mean? Where you know, everyone. I feel like everyone's sort of like trajectory, and this is painting with a very broad brushstroke, is everyone trying to fit into this like into these like certain parameters, right? And then follow these like certain rungs that for some reason we've created for ourselves. And then what happens, I think, is that people get tired of climbing the ladder and they go, fuck this. I'm just going to make my own thing and do my own shit. And that's when like it seems like the pieces sort of like fall together. You know what I mean? So like, obviously, I 100% feel your frustrations. You know, I feel like I could be doing more. I'm not seen. I'm not recognized, all this bullshit. But it's like, you know, dude, look at your fucking podcast studio. Look at all the stuff you put on. Like, you know, all of Drop 10 is like fucking great. So like, you know, it's hard when we're in it to like really appreciate all the stuff we're doing. And sometimes it takes another person or some pod or something to sort of like kind of pull yourself out of your body, look it down from where you are and look at your life and be like, you know what, this is pretty cool. And also think about like, you know, when you first started telling jokes, and I know we're not going to get too inside baseball here. No. But when you first started telling jokes, it's like, imagine you seeing you like where you are now. Like,
oh yeah, it's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, there are times where I'm just like, fuck, like I'm not on TV, but it's like, you know, cause I still have old sets from like when I was 22 or whatever. If 22-year-old me could see me now on stage, it's like, oh, this is like,
that's a great point.
You know, you could always be doing better. You could always be doing more, but like, take a second, and this is, I'm telling you because I'm telling me.
I get you.
You know, where it's like, dude, you got to like take a second. And what, regardless if it's comedy or not, your fucking, you know, your job, whatever passion you have, it's like, if you've been consistently doing it, I promise the person you were when you started it is proud of where you are right now.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Damn, I want to run through a wall. Yeah. Good motivational speech.
Completely different topic. Only because it's just very thoughtful. Take all of that in. It's very, very good. And it's a smart move. Yeah, every comics over top of me, you know, the ones that have been doing it longer that I looked up to and stuff like that are just like, just keep doing what you're doing, dude. Just don't worry about it. And I go like, you're right. I'm just going to keep doing it. Smoke a little weed and just chill the fuck out and just keep making stuff. I do. You know, the one thing I just thought there was going to be more of was like
pussy.
Helpful. you're not wrong. Was gonna be like helpful little nudges. I get them from some of the like the hire, which is nice. Just like, hey, dude, cut that out. Like, you could do this better. Like, cause I am kind of floating. We're kind of floating without it. You know, we're up on a wire without a net. You know what I mean?
Right.
In a certain way, we're just like a little bit. And I seek those out, and I try to just not be like needy for them. But like, hey, man, if there's any fucking notes or anything you think I could do, let me know. I am an open book. I do not care. You will not hurt my feelings.
Right.
That kind of stuff. So I try to, and I hope other comics, younger comics, just listen and just take everything with a grain of salt. That's all you can do. Because all those little pieces of information across the board, doesn't matter comedy, like those little pieces, just listen and take it in. Whatever you're doing in creative pursuit, if someone's over top of you or like, you know, take it in. But on a different topic, when is someone too stupid to fuck? When I want to go back to this, you were saying young people like dating someone who's 21, and if you're my age, 34, when is it almost a crime? Like, it's
when they have
when it is a crime,
when it is a crime,
when they have not the same amount of chromosomes as you.
Not age,
that's when
to my point, a buddy, someone we all know, is dating someone who I believe is on, or you know, seeing someone who's on the spectrum, and he's telling me what she's saying, and I started to kind of be like, I don't know, man. I kind of started to be like, this doesn't.
Was she just I love to pet rabbits hard? And then, like, what was she saying?
If the sentence is, I met this girl while she was collecting grocery carts in the parking lot, then I might want to pull the.
I met this girl with the Knights
of
Columbus, and they were having her on a street corner collecting for her. Like,
I'm giving names out, and I hope he appreciates it. Like, I don't mean it. I just it was a good. Like, I hope if he hears this. No, that is only because I'm also concerned. Just being like, hey, man, I don't think you should be having sex with her, just so you're aware. I think we might be a little too removed from someone you should be.
So,
she's an adult, and she's making her decisions.
I'm gonna stop you right there. So we know somebody who is related to somebody with Down syndrome, and she's an adult, technically. She's 20. And I said, hey, what's the like? Could she have sex with someone who doesn't have Down syndrome? Is that like a crime still? And she's like, no, she's an adult. She could totally. It's not a crime. I was like, it's still weird though, because like you still are kind of feel like taking advantage of something. I can't figure it out, but I feel like in my heart of hearts, it's taking advantage of something. I don't know what it is.
Lou, if a buddy of yours was going after 21-year-olds,
okay,
you just busting chops, you really wouldn't care, right? Like, you'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. Bust their chops. Probably not give a
fuck. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
If that's, and also it's like, dude's game, like, doesn't really evolve.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the way you pick up people in the beginning is like, because it quote unquote works for you, that it kind of just keeps going like that, right? So if you meet a guy who's great at picking up 21-year-olds when he's 21, guess what? When he's probably in his 30s, that's probably all he knows. That the only way to approach and he doesn't know how to approach a girl outside of a bar that's blasting, like, God, I was gonna say Avicii. Jesus Christ.
Was it Pepe? Was the one that Chris...
I literally, dude, my brain literally went, who's cool? And my brain went, Avicii.
And he's dead.
Yeah.
I think I saw a clip of Chris O'Connor talking about the song Pepe or Pop, whatever. A club, I think a club song. And I was like, I don't know that song. And as soon as it started playing, I was like, yeah. 21-year-old trash music. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Yeah. Or like the da 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 da, yeah, like that shit or whatever. Yeah, he only knows how to pick up women who know a lot about glow sticks and I get it.
Yeah, and Molly.
Right, exactly. So it's like if you're not as a dude willing to like, you know, evolve and like learn. I mean, but also it's the same thing with women did that same thing where they're like, you know, and I'm sure this is a guy problem too. And again, I don't mean to paint with broad brushstrokes, pun intended. Anyway. It's like when you ever hear a girl that's just like, oh, I keep falling for the same kind of shitty dude. Yeah. It's like, because that's what your game is netting. That's what you're getting back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's like, dude, people's game is like, it's hard to fucking change. If you're good at picking up 21-year-olds, that's kind of the way that you're going to play it. Yeah. If you're good at fucking picking up dudes who smoke Newport cigarettes and wear baseball caps that still have the sticker on them.
Yeah.
What? Delco. If you're good at picking up guys with Delco, that's just what you know. It's hard to fucking, you know, change and get out there and figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like guys that date younger women, they only really date younger women because it's like that's all they know how to do. They don't know how to have a conversation with somebody in their 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe your friend is the special one. Did we think about this?
Might be. I don't know whether to pull the cord on it. I'm like, hey, buddy, I don't think. I'm just saying her speech patterns are interesting. She said that she bought you some fries to make up for not calling you. Then she texted you that said she ate the fries and she was sorry. I'm kind of like, dude, it's the same thing when I dated a
Are you confusing Down syndrome with someone who's hungry?
Listen, I'm
Is
pretty
that what's
sure.
happening right now?
I'm pretty. No.
I mean, to be fair, I've watched Joey Chestnut eat a bunch of hot dogs and been like, he's not all there. He's definitely not all there. Every time Neil goes to a restaurant, he's like, God, there's a lot of people with Down syndrome
here.
Everyone just keeps eating.
It's so strange.
It's so weird.
No, yeah, it was like, I miss you, don't come back. Like, there was a lot of, like, things that could be just taken as someone who was emotionally, or it could be the fact that he was just like, oh, she is on the spectrum in some way. And I was like, well, how do you feel about that? Like, at what point does that become a problem?
The fries thing kind of sold me on she has some issues. Like, to be like, yeah. I ate them on the way. Or she's super fat and she just can't contain herself.
It's an interesting problem of like, I feel the same way about it if Adam started dating a 21-year-old woman, I would not let him, it wouldn't be a time that passed that I reminded him that he's dating an idiot and that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to end poorly. Like, there wouldn't be, I would, because I feel like someone needs to say something. Oh. I know I'm not, it's not, I know it's not like my role, but I'm like, is anyone guiding this? Anybody? No, we're just letting this happen.
Fair. Right. Yeah.
Well, this bitch is going to show up at our podcast. She's going to slash his tires. Like, she's going to do shit. And I'm, like, trying to get out
ahead. Well, that's
also
the fun thing about it, too, is to, like, yeah, bust your buddy's balls, but also you get to, like, sit back and be like, I'm going to watch this. You know when a house is on fire and you just kind of, like, stand outside and watch it burn to the ground? It's
uh-huh.
like, yeah.
You know? Yeah, but in this case, it's like a meth house. You're like, yeah, it was about to, yeah, right. It was going to go up at any moment.
Yeah, right. That one's like, that we kind of saw happening. That house.
Yeah, just get the marshmallows. Fucking Jesus. All right, well, I mean, I guess for another week, they're going to keep fucking, whether it be against God or not, who knows? I don't know, but I'll just keep an eye on it, and hopefully she's not being abused. We don't know. But be careful out there, people. I don't know. I'm feeling great. I feel good after this. This was good. I feel we talked about my herpes.
Yeah,
that was
good
fun.
Therapy session.
Yeah, really good therapy session.
I mean, I'm terrified. We're discussing crime now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure
your
it's a crime.
Your buddy's going to jail.
Yeah.
But also, hey. It's got to be crazy sex.
Yeah.
I hate to get into this part, but I want to. You think it's just the sex has got to be just out of this world. I think it's got to be something
furious.
Well,
I think it depends on how off the scale she
don't
is.
Don't do this. Let's just let's think it's exactly the whatever you're picturing, it's that. And I imagine that the sex is probably crazy in a way that is alarming. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's counting trains or, like, doing something like that while they're pounding. And I'm
or
not
it's dangerous and
it.
She bites your dick off.
I don't know.
It would be cool to have sex with someone and then 2 minutes later have their mom come up with, like, a perfectly cut peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust.
Dude,
and be like
an uncrustable?
Here you go. I'm like, all right.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, if you fuck an adult in, like, a race car bed, is that still a crime?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. That would drive me crazy. Anyway, guys, this has been a lot.
All right, we got to end this.
This has been Call the Bus. Miziano, obviously knowing when to fucking crush and get the fuck out of here. No, guys, this has been another day in the cult. Thanks again, Lou, for stopping.
Thank
the
you,
fuck.
Lou.
Oh, that was the end?
No, yeah. We are ending. We're up for
fuck,
an hour.
I should have just walked off.
I know, you should have actually
great.
Walked off. No,
oh, God.
And we don't edit this, so you have to stay. Yeah, it's
yeah, they got to stay, you
fucking
loser.
Check out fucking Night Moves. Adam Nutter, shout out to you, buddy. And again, another day in the cult. We'll see you next time.
Peace out.
Later.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.